Some friends, we always want to bring unsaved, unchurched, right? People who aren't in the house of the Lord at all. But there's also people you know, probably in your circle, that have maybe been slacking off a little bit or haven't been involved. This is a great series to have them come and invite them to come. Instead of inviting them to come, bring them with you into God's house, and we're going to have a great time together. And this series is called Fully Engaged. And as we look at this, I want you to think of a time in your life, maybe over the last several weeks, maybe it's been months, hopefully it hasn't been years, but that you have been fully engaged in something. I mean, you were really connected and engaged. I know some of you were connected and engaged on some of the work projects that we showed the videos of that were working on projects, and some of you were working and you were tired. I said, hey, you know, you're tired, just head home, you know, tomorrow's another day. No, I got to stay and finish this project. They were engaged at that project. Maybe there was something that on your job, and you were working on something. You were working together with the team, and the interaction was going on in the job, and you were just so engaged in that. Maybe it was maybe it's been a recent vacation or time away where you were able to shut down, and you were just totally engaged with your family, or maybe. Maybe it was a Monopoly game, a Risk, that you were fully engaged in with your family. We've had a few of those. We play Risk on vacation from time to time. And believe me, I have a household full of leaders. And when you get engaged in a game like Risk, let me tell you, it can be exciting. And we don't allow people from the church to be there when we're having those games. So, no. But have you ever been fully engaged in something? And there's something about that. I want you to think for a moment. Think back in your life or in a time. Maybe it's been weeks. Maybe it's been months. And maybe it has been years. When you were fully engaged. Maybe in a project or something going on. And I want you to think for a minute about that emotion and that feeling. That sense of accomplishment, or a sense of moving forward and grasping a hold of something and getting something done. There was something there. I have those times in my life. I have them on a regular basis where I get fully engaged in things. It's just part. Maybe it was even watching a sports game where you're just so engaged in that game. And I want you to think about that emotion. Then maybe in one word, write it down just off to the side of your notes there. Just at the beginning, because I want you to think about that. There's an incredible feeling of success, of moving forward, of just victory, and there's just an overwhelming feeling when you're engaged in something and something is successful. There's just something inside that's just amazing. Well, lots of us at times have maybe struggles that we're going to engage. I'm going to take you back to the 80s. I want to go back to the 80s. We're going to go to a little clip from a movie called Top Gun, and that talks about engagement. Take a quick look at this. You'd have to have a VCR. Watch.
Get control out! Get control! Good recovery, Val. Okay, let's get in there. Well, we gotta help Ice. Come on, let's get back and engage, Maverick. Come on.
It's no good.
Get in there, Maverick.
It's no good.
Maverick!
Maverick's re-engaging, sir.
I can't get him off my tail.
Ice, I've got your big dead ahead. I've got him dead ahead. Control. I got control.
I got tone. Fire it.
Well, you may remember that's the last dogfight scene of the movie. And Maverick, because of his struggles in the past and the loss of his good friend Goose, was not able to engage. And hopefully I give you a little taste what it was. He was not engaging. He wasn't willing to come to that place and engage to be successful. And I think lots of times when we really look at this and think about this, there are times in our lives when we don't engage. And so we're going to look at today we're going to look at being fully engaged with God. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." Will you read that out loud with me together? "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." The strength comes, and the strength that the Lord has for us comes when we are fully committed, when we are fully engaged with God. We are fully committed to what's going on. And we see in our world today, and you've experienced at work, you've experienced it in people's lives that you've heard about, is people many times lack commitment. They lack engaging in things. Maybe it's because of some hurts. Maybe it's because of some failures. Maybe it's because of time things in their life. But in this verse, he says, "The Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those." If we want to walk in His strength, we need to understand that we need to be fully committed to Him. We need to be fully engaged in our relationship with God. People miss out on the power that God has for them when they're not engaged with Him. And He has that strength for us. He has power for us. He has peace for us. People are missing out on peace because they haven't been fully engaged with God. People are missing out on fulfillment because they're not fully engaged with God and what God has in store for them and in the greater purpose. And it's about being fully committed. So we're going to talk today about being fully engaged in my walk with God. And hopefully as we look at this, you can turn to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Hopefully, as we look at this today, I am going to be a little straightforward. We are going to look at this a little close. You're going to have to do some thinking. You're going to have to do some examining of your heart today. And we're going to look at this. When we look at fully engaged in my walk with God, we're going to look at three main things. First thing we look at is a key truth. You can fill in the blank. God is fully engaged with me. God is fully engaged with me. When we read this Psalms 139, I didn't have space to put this entire reading in your verse, but I'm going to read it. You'll have it on the screen in front of you if you need it. But think about this. Think about the fact and this truth that God is fully engaged with you. He is fully engaged with you in your life. Psalms 139. "O Lord," you have beginning verse 1, we're going through 18. "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm afar away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I said it, Lord. I say it, Lord. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride on the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. And you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in the utter seclusion. As was woman together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me." God is fully engaged with you. God is fully engaged with me. He knows everything about me. I cannot escape it. It doesn't matter where I go. We have to understand this about our loving God, that when we think about the God of the universe and the one who put the stars in the place and the mountains and the oceans, brought them to the seashore for surfers and brought the snow to the mountains and all these things. He put all this together in an amazing, complex way, but he made it all function. And in the God of the universe and the God of our creation and the one who gives you your very breath of life, think about what I just read. He knows everything about you. He is thinking about you. He knows the thoughts about you. He's every moment that you live, this every day that you breathe, every heartbeat, every breath, God is engaged with you. He is engaged. This is sometimes this can become overwhelming. Because sometimes we like to just put God off to the side and just pull him out on Sundays or Wednesdays or just pull him out at certain times. But we have to understand this, and we need to be fully engaged and understand this truth. God is fully engaged with you. He totally loves you. He is crazy about you. If he had a refrigerator, your picture would be hanging on it. Right? He is an awesome God. He loves you. His pictures, your pictures would be on his iPhone or whatever it might be. You can't get away from God. Psalms 139, later on in verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting. Let me give you some thoughts about this. God shows his engagement to me through Jesus Christ. You can fill this in. God shows his engagement to me through Jesus Christ. I want to go back to a foundational scripture that we've learned and many of us have memorized. John 3:16. I don't know about you, but the longer I serve the Lord and the longer I know him, the more I get all fired up about this verse. I'm excited about what God has done. John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that's Jesus Christ, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. He is engaged with us and he shows it through Jesus Christ. I guess if you don't believe in the Word, you should at least believe in his Son and look at what Jesus Christ has done. He is ever interceding for us. Think about that. He's interceding on our behalf. Another way, I show my engagement with God. So how do I, we talked about how God shows his engagement with us. How do we show our engagement with God? That we're committed, that we're engaged with God. Is through what? Through Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. You can fill it in. This is how we show that we are engaged with God. This is how we demonstrate it in our words, in our actions, in what we do. The ultimate goal is to live like Christ did. Our actions should be his actions. The words that we use should be his words and words that he would use in those situations. The love that he has is the love that we should display and give out. We should live our life like Christ. And we can go on and talk about this in our lives. And we all know if we examine ourselves and search ourselves a little bit, there's some of the stuff that isn't Christ-likeness, but devil-likeness, huh? We all have those places. But our ultimate goal is to know and to live in a way that is like Christ. Not to be Christ. We're not Christ. We're not God. But to be like Christ and to look at what he's done and how he responded and how he handled situations and how he prayed and how he sought the Lord and how he cared and loved for people. Romans 8:29 says, for God knew his people in advance and he chose them to become like his Son. He desires us to be like him, to live and walk. That's why it's called the Christian faith. To be Christ-like. We are his disciples. We are following after him. A disciple is someone who's going to follow. The actual definition is to sit at the feet of. To learn about. To be discipled. To be taught. To engage with the one that's discipling us. To see them interact and move. So it comes down to this key question. We have this key key truth that God is fully engaged with me. And the key question is this: am I fully engaged with God? Am I fully engaged with God? Where am I in my engagement with God? Some are at a height right now. Some are at this place. Whoa, I'm engaged with God. We are connected. We are committed. I'm committed to Him 100%. I'm working on these things. Some maybe are at a flat area. Maybe you're at a low point right now. Your engagement in God isn't where it's been in the past. You know what the problem is? Lots of times people, when they're flat in a sense, they're flat-footed, or in their engagement with God is not where it should be, most of the time people do the wrong thing. Most of the time people do the wrong thing, those that are followers of Jesus Christ. Most of the time, you know what they do? Well, I just don't feel connected with God, or I don't feel part of God right now. And what do? Their church attendance goes down. Their financial commitment goes down. Their prayer life goes down. They're not praying in the same way. They're not reading the Word of God in the way that they used to. And so instead of engaging or re-engaging, as we saw in the video, hey, let's re-engage. Let's make it happen. Let's bring us to a place of victory in our life. We do the wrong thing and we back off. That's why it's so important to be faithful and committed. You know what? This may shock you. There aren't too many times, I can't think of too many times in my life, but there have been a few Sunday mornings when I didn't want to come to church. And I'm the pastor. So my wife told me, you have to go to church. You're the pastor. But you know what? I grew up in my life in a home where it wasn't, I wonder if we're going to church today. It was, get up, we're going to church today. And recent was the only time I can think about it was the Sunday morning when my son Gabe was in the hospital. I really didn't have a desire to go to church. I wanted to go to the hospital. And you know what Sunday it was? Easter Sunday. And I told the Lord on my drive down here to church, I said, I don't want to go to church, but I'm going out of obedience. And that day, over 20 people accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's important to obey. It's important to be faithful. It's important to know I need to engage no matter what. And it's a good question. Psalms 26, 23, examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try my mind in my heart. See, there's an examination that takes place. There's a searching in our heart. And on a regular basis, I'm searching within my heart. If I have bad thoughts that are going through, or bad ideas and things that I want to engage in that are contrary to the Word of God and contrary to the truth and the foundation of being Christ-like with, I examine myself. Lord, what's going on in my heart? What's going on? What is that place? And sometimes the enemy just attacks. That's just the way it is. And sometimes there's things going on in my heart, and I need to examine my heart and search my heart. Okay, here we go. Don't fill in anything right now. We're going to go over 10 questions. I'm going to review them. Then I'll give you time to fill them out. Do not fill anything out yet. Put down your number 2 pencil and wait, okay? 10 pillars of a fully engaged walk with God. This has been adapted and modified from GallupFaith.com. Okay. I'm going to go through them first, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity. This is a great way to judge. And then I'm going to tell you my score. Some of you will be really disappointed. All right. So I scored myself. Number 1 is my faith is involved in every aspect of my life. Now, don't fill it out. I saw some of you thinking about it. You don't know what you're doing yet. Hang on. I want to respond to each of these first to think about this. Our relationship with God and our involvement with God is not a pie chart. It isn't, this is my church time, this is my family time, this is my God time. Every part, every aspect, my faith is involved in every aspect of my life. Because of my faith, I have meaning and purpose in my life. Because of my relationship, I have meaning and purpose in my life because of my relationship with Christ. Have you discovered your purpose? I guess that's a good place to look. My faith gives me inner peace. Lots of people spend time worrying. Are we really at peace in our life? I am a person who is spiritually committed. Spiritually committed. All of you get some points for that because you're here. Ding! All right. I spend time in worship every day. Not talking just about music, but we've just talked about going vertical in our communication with God and committing with God, spending a devotional time in His Word. Is this something I do every day? I spend time in worship every day. Because of my faith, I've forgiven people who have hurt me deeply. It's a big challenge. My faith has called me to develop my giving gifts and talents. We're talking about the three T's I talk about all the time. Is my faith brought me for my time, my talent, and my treasure? Are these all involved in my relationship with God? I will take unpopular stands to defend my faith. I will take unpopular stands to defend my faith. I speak words of kindness to those in need of encouragement. Am I a person that's doing this on a regular basis? I talk about my faith with those who are not yet Christians. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you 2 minutes in just a second to go through this. And on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 to 10. That was 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, you read it and you answer it. 10 being the best, this is you got it down, and 1 being the least, okay? We're putting the exercise here, okay? We're talking about engaging. Let's examine ourselves. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. 2 minutes on the clock. Should be a countdown clock. Boom, is there a count? 3, 2, 1. Here you go. Begin. To hear. Should be real soft music. Soft, 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 soft. Just soft. There you go. Doesn't have to be on. Sorry about that. Scale of 1 to 10. Give us homework. In class homework. To Jesus I surrender. It's good to examine ourselves. No cheating. No looking over to someone else's answer. No reaching over and writing. Now if some of you are done, go ahead and add that up. Go ahead and add that up. Get out your smartphone, it has a calculator. You're getting a total at the bottom. Down your number 2 pencil. All right. Whew. Makes us think a little bit. And I just want to tell you what I scored. I scored an 85. I got a solid B on my score. When I looked at that and I really looked at these questions, obviously I thought about them a lot more than you did. I scored an 85. I thought about areas in my life that some areas I got a 10. I felt good about peace. I have peace. I felt weak on the last question, how well I share my faith with others. I share it here, and I do share it. There's people here because I share my faith. But have I really done it? So I got a solid B. So if you want to shoot me an email with your number on it, make sure you include your name and your number on it. I'd love to know, so I will take time to pray for every email I get. Because my ultimate goal is to move that number. My ultimate goal is, if I want to be fully engaged with God, I think these 10 questions, and I didn't create them, were very good things to do an examination, to search my heart, to find out where I'm at. Now, we have shirts that we're going to give all you with that number, and you have to wear that number all week long. No. Where are we at? And it comes down to this key decision that you can fill this in. I need to take responsibility for my engagement. I am responsible for my 85 score. I am responsible for how I engage with God. I'm responsible for that. I put a little, you can put this little gauge up here. I put this little thing, and you can write this out on your paper. I had it on your paper, but I don't think I had room for it. It's a scale of 0 to 100. You can put that on the screen. Is it on there? There you go. Oops. That looks kind of funny. But it looks good on my computer when I sent it over. And so I'm at this 85. And I need to take responsibility for moving that 85 to 100. I need to take responsibility for my engagement with God. When I look at these questions, there were areas that I can do better in, that I can improve in. I'm a solid B. Yay! Why not be an A+? I need to work at this, and we need to take responsibility for this. And if I can be so bold as to say, sometimes we don't take responsibility for our engagement with God, and we shove it off on someone else. I think sometimes new believers, they're excited, they take on the Word of God. Yay, I got to read the Bible. I know that to know Jesus, I have to read the Bible. And it seems sometimes, maybe it's been 3, 4 years, or 10 or 15 years that you've known the Lord. Now you've pushed off the responsibility of your engagement with God to someone else, or you've put the blame on something else. Let me explain. You may not like this statement. It is not my responsibility or Marino Christian Assembly's responsibility for your engagement with God. It is your responsibility. We have responsibility to teach. We have responsibility to proclaim the Word of God. But sometimes people just shove it off on us, and I've heard, I'm not fed, or I don't do this. No. Here it is. Read it. You can get it on tape. You can get it in any way, shape, or form. You can listen to the sermon 100 times during the week at mcathechurch.com if you want. Don't pass off the responsibility. Sometimes we don't take responsibility for our engagement with God, and we put it off because of work. Well, I'm too busy at work. Well, then adjustments need to be made in our life. And work has to be adjusted, or the TV has to be adjusted, or radio has to be adjusted, or our free time has to be adjusted, because I'm responsible for my engagement with God. Well, maybe another one is, well, you know what? When I was younger, I got hurt, or this happened to me, and a pastor treated me the wrong way, or a Sunday school teacher. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you. But you're still responsible for your engagement with God. Is this true? Am I preaching the truth today? It was about a 74 on the engaged in the message here. So I guess where are we at? Where are you at? You can send me your number. I'll pray for you. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to take an action step. What is one step I can take this week to be more engaged with God? You need to write this in. There's space there. What is one step I can take to be more engaged with God? If you didn't score 100, you have a spot you can improve. Maybe it's being engaged, what we talked about for the last several weeks, vertical. Maybe it's communicating. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's that devotional time. I need to increase my devotional time. Maybe you need to be at church on Wednesday nights. You got another time to be engaged with God. Maybe that's what it needs to be. Maybe that's something you can do. Maybe it's the money in. Well, we talked about money in this. Maybe it's beginning to tithe and to give and be obedient with my tithes and offerings. What action step, what step can I take this week to be more engaged with God? What can I do this week? I want to give you some things this week that you can do. I want to leave church on Sundays being challenged, and I want to grow. So if we talk about taking responsibility, this is one thing you can do. Take that step. Let's move that number up. Let's move that number up. And if you email me and send me your number this week, I'll pray for you. Some of you are at 22, maybe 21. That's all right. You're here. You got points. You're here. You got points. And maybe it's moving up. Maybe you would say, man, if I took this test 2 years ago, I would have been at a 90. But now I feel like I'm at a 30. Or 40 or 50. It doesn't matter where your scale is. I doubt anybody got 100. I really doubt it. If you did, you were probably cheating. What steps can I take this week? What can I do to move that number? And let's begin to see, even through this series, as we look through this, you can move that number, you can move your engagement with God by committing to be here for the rest of this series. I'm going to be here. You know what, I've said this before, if I make a doctor appointment or a dentist appointment, actually my dentist appointment is worse. If I make a dentist appointment, and it's at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning, if I'm not there by 11, I get fined. I have to pay a $25 penalty for not showing up for my appointment. And I think sometimes we rush around and we do whatever. We take time off work and we adjust our kids and do anything and whatever we have to do to get to a doctor appointment, to get to an appointment with whoever or a tax advisor, whoever you might be dealing with. But how many times do we not keep our appointment with God? Right? Let's keep that appointment with God. No $25 penalties. No $25 coins, but keep your appointment with God. Keep your appointment with Him. It's our responsibility. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, take responsibility. All right. James chapter 4, verse 8. We're going to finish up with this in just a minute. It says this. James is so straightforward. I love it. It's one of my favorite books. James 4, 8. Come close to God, and He will come close to you. Come close to God, and He will come. And then, I love it. He just like puts a knife in and twists it. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. First thing, what do we see? Who is responsible in this scripture? We are. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. It's my responsibility to continue to engage with God. The God who knows everything about me, as we read in Psalms 139. And I think sometimes people are missing out on everything that God has for them. When you were in that project that we talked about at the beginning, and you were fully engaged in something, and you were just connected with it, and you were making it happen. God desires for us to have a full and abundant life. And when we're fully engaged with Him, we experience that feeling and that emotion and that excitement every day of our life. Oh, it's awesome. Every day of our life. But sometimes we put God in that pie chart, and I'm at work now and I'm at this now. But God is a part of everything that we do. He says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, your sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. This is where responsibility lies. The responsibility is for us to seek God and not allow. That's disengagement. We're disengaged with God if we have this connection with the world. Let's finish with this. I want to encourage you to take some action. This week, I'll give you four opportunities The reason I want you to mark the X in the box is because it's helping you take responsibility. You don't have to mark all four. You don't have to mark any. But is there one or two you could be responsible for this week and take action on this week? Memorize. Share my engagement score with somebody. You can share it with me. Maybe share it with somebody. Maybe share it with your spouse. Maybe have a cup of coffee over at McDonald's or Starbucks, wherever you go. AM, PM, living room. and say, hey, what was your score? Mine was this. Can we take action and help one another? Can we take responsibility? I'm reluctant to say this, but I'm going to say it. I'm in a process of, I've actually lost 22 pounds in the last month. And I'm in the process, I know you can't tell, but I I'm sharing this just because I want us to be engaged with God, and I want us to be understand that none of us have this all together. But you know, one of the things that's helped me is I have people call me every day and ask me what I ate and how I exercised. Every day. I have different ones assigned to different days. You know what? I've been on working on this, and I'm not on a diet. I'm not on anything particular at all. I have this plan that I believe God gave me in my head that is a goal by 50. And I was really failing in the goal. But since I knew that every day someone was going to call me and ask me, has been. Now, I don't need comments about weight, and I don't want to hear emails about diets or any of those things. Don't get me wrong. And I'm reluctant to even say it because I haven't met my goal. But there's something about sharing. If we are really serious about our relationship with God, and as the end times and the last days approach, and we see more and more in things, we need to be engaged with God fully, and we need to be engaged with one another. It is so important. It says in the last days we need to meet more, not less. We need to be fully engaged with God. Maybe you need to share your engagement action step with somebody. This is what I'm going to do this week. Will you hold me accountable? If you put, I'm going to memorize 2 Chronicles 16:9, and you say to somebody, will you hold me accountable? Then check up on them and say, hey, I got to memorize this to you by Friday evening, 7 o'clock. I want to see my 85 move to 86 and then 87 and then 88. I want to see it go to 89 and I want to see it go to 90. I want to see it go to 91. I want to see it continue to grow in advance. And I hope no one's offended or upset that our pastor only got an 85. But the truth is, that's what I got, was an 85. But I want to be engaged fully with God in every area of my life. Worship team, will you come? Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that your word gives us to learn. Lord, that your word reveals to us and shows us. Lord, even as reading that Psalms 139 today, Lord, just a new vision of how you see me. And how you see us. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we will continue to grow. Lord, that we will take responsibility. Lord, that we know that you are 100% totally engaged with us through Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. And Lord, I pray that we would strive for that Christ-likeness, to be able to answer that big question, yes, I'm fully engaged with God. Lord, I pray for growth in this place. Lord, I think if all of us really honestly examined our heart today, that we all have room for growth. We all have room to share our faith. We all have room to forgive. We all have room to increase in our times of worship, in our being obedient in the giving of our tithes and offerings. And Lord, I just pray for each one in this place. Lord, I pray that this won't just be another message. That they listen and they write their notes and they walk out the door. But Lord, I pray these notes will be in front of them this week. Lord, I pray that there will be this sense of taking responsibility for my engagement with you and my commitment to you. Lord, in the last days, Lord, I want, Lord, when you return, for you to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, I can improve. Help me. Lord, I pray. Lord, I just feel this is a pivotal time. A pivotal time. Lord, I pray that we will be fully engaged with you. That simple old video of not turning the other way and bowing out, but engaging. Engaging with you and experiencing your peace, experiencing your power. For some, maybe it means to be involved in CR, Celebrate Recovery. They need to take that step. For some, maybe it's moving in the area of finances or evangelism or their prayer life and commitment. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, I just pray that we would move in that way. And Lord, I pray for the one who's maybe here today that's never been engaged with you at all. Lord, they have absolutely no engagement with you. But Lord, I pray that, Lord, they will simply just ask you to come into their hearts right now. Lord. Simply in their hearts, say, Jesus, come in. I want you. Come and forgive me of my sins. I know that you love me and that you have a greater plan for my life. I thank you and praise you. I love you, Lord God. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand as we sing this song. What is it?
Here I am, O God. I bring this sacrifice, my open heart. I offer up my life. I look to you, Lord. Your love that never ends restores me.
Sing it again from the top. Here I am. Let this be our prayer.
Here I am, O God. I bring this sacrifice, my open heart. I offer up my life. I look to you, Lord. Your love that never ends restores me again. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord. In my strength will I break through, Lord. Touch me now. Let your love fall down on me. I know your love dispels all my fears. Through the storm, I will walk on, Lord. And by faith, I will walk on, Lord. Then I'll see beyond my Calvary one day. And I will be complete in you, so I live. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord. In your strength will I break through, Lord. Touch me now. Let your love fall down on me. I know your love dispels all my fears. Through the storm, I will hold on, Lord. And by faith, I will walk on, Lord. Then I'll see beyond my Calvary one day. And I will be complete in you.
I offer my life to you.
Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, O Lord.
Think about this.
All my regret and all my acclaim, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours.
Sing it out now.
Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hopes and all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to you.
Sing it out this morning.
Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, we offer our lives to you again. Lord, we know that you are the one that makes us complete. Lord, I pray that we will leave here taking responsibility for our relationship with you. Lord, I pray that you will bless, that you will strengthen. Lord, that you will empower. Lord, that you will strengthen, as your word says, that verse we started with. Lord, that you will strengthen us. So we thank you for that. Bless, I pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Good stuff today. Lord bless. Go and sin no more.